The purpose of this chapter is to reverse engineer what we saw thousands of tribal leaders doing, establishing three-legged relationships all around them. The triad is the basic building block of stage four cultures, and these blocks can be stacked to the sky, resulting in large, robust, dynamic, and growing networks of tribes. All are vibrant, values-based, and filled with people giving their best efforts, leading and being led at the same time. At its most basic level, a triad has three parts. In its most stable form, the three parts are people, such as Longo, a client, and another professional from CB Richard Ellis. The three form a triangle, with each leg of the structure responsible for the quality of the relationship between the other two parts. Preparing for world-class triading. We're often asked how people can get the most out of triads. From our research, we'll offer four pointers. First, know the values and current projects of every person in your network. Darla Longo's introductions model the best practice. Introduce people on both levels, and this is possible only by knowing each person. There's no shortcut for knowing who is in your tribe and what's important to them and what they're doing. As Longo told us a few days before her party, we all want the same thing. The rookies and clients are all looking for personal growth and how to be better at what we do. She speaks with confidence because she knows the interests and values of almost every person at her party. Second, use what LinkedIn co-founder Reid Hoffman describes as the theory of small gifts. Before facilitating an introduction between two people, you have to have the credibility with both to pull it off. Hoffman describes the need for this practice to be systematic and ongoing. He says, do little things for each person, such as sending them an article that is about one of their interests, remembering their birthday, and so on. Third, be great at something, world class if possible. We're often asked by people at stage two how they can triad with people who won't even return their calls. The answer is they first have to go through stage three and become great at something, just as Kelly and his two Stanford colleagues all entered and then graduated from stage three. If someone hasn't owned stage three yet, world-class triading will be difficult, bordering on impossible. Finally, there was a point in our research at which we believed that if people at stage three were to triad, they would automatically grow into stage four. We were wrong. Unless someone has had the epiphany of tribal leadership, triading looks like thinly veiled self-promotion. Effective triading requires a word that we heard people use again and again to describe real leaders: authenticity. Launchpad to stage five. Triading is a key not only to stabilizing at stage four, but to beginning the leap to stage five. Life is great, and the subject of part four of this book. Frank Jordan explains how it works at the Moore Foundation. He says, it's a third career for me after chief of police and mayor, and it's so amazing to see. The Nobel Prize winners that come through this door in environment, science, technology, oceanography, education, health, to listen to them and then to hear some of our people talk with them, the passion, commitment, vision, and have you thought about it this way or that way approach. Next thing you know, we've completely redone our plans so we can get even better results, doing something no one has ever done, really making history. Triading brings together a group of people that can accomplish the nearly impossible, the history-making performance of stage five. Key points from this chapter. 1. Know the values, current projects, and aspirations of each person in your tribe. 2. Use Reid Hoffman's theory of small gifts to build your relationship with people in your tribe as preparation for triading. 3. Form a triad by introducing two people to each other on the basis of current projects and shared values. There's no substitute for going through stage three, so that you're known for some area of expertise. Doing so will give you the credibility to triad with others.